Bob McClain. Here we go. You're just in time. Fourth and final hour, the one we refer to as the bonus hour of the Bobby Mac Show, because we used to do only three back in the day, and then we added this one. So that's the bonus hour. We do the same thing as in the other three. Let's do that. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text, the address for that, Common Sense Retirement Planning, text line number 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Been talking a lot about the internet and your lack of security on there, lack of privacy. The Google CEO was testifying. He was on the Hill today in front of the House Judiciary Committee, taking questions as part of a hearing entitled Transparency and Accountability, Examining Google and Its Data Collection, Use, and Filtering Practices. The Google chief pulling a James Comey. Well, let me just say that he was not as specific as he might have been, spoke in some generalities, saying things like, as an American company, we cherish the values and freedoms that have allowed us to grow and serve so many users. I'm proud to say we do work, and we will continue to work with the government to keep our country safe and secure, which makes me a little nervous around the edges right there. On the topic of political bias, I lead this company without political bias and work to ensure that our products continue to operate that way. To do otherwise would go against our core principles and our business interests. I would suggest to this gentleman, just check out Yahoo News sometime. See if you can find a story on Yahoo News that has even a middle-of-the-road context to it, because virtually everything that they have on there skews left. And as the tech giants are facing increasing scrutiny about their handling of private user data, Google CEO said he said protecting the privacy and security of our users has long been an essential part of our mission. We have invested an enormous amount of work over the years to bring choice, transparency, and control to our users. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all well and good. And yet we continue to see abuses that run rampant. To the phones we go here in the bonus hour. Howard is our leadoff batter. He is in Greer. Hi, Howard, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Bobby, how are you doing today? Did you make it through the snow without any power outages?
We had one minor one, Howard, about 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday that lasted for 4 or 5 hours. And fortunately, the generator did its job, and so I never knew it.
You did the generator thing.
Yes,
You're
sir.
A smart guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had about 10 or 11 hours on Saturday night into Sunday morning, sometime in there. And it's always distressing, you know. It kind of makes you feel like you're going crazy, even
yep.
for that amount of time.
Right. It's amazing the way we're thrown back into the 18th
yeah.
century instantaneously.
Yeah, I almost picked up a book and started reading it, but decided better against it.
Yeah, out of sheer desperation, right.
I really don't understand, though, how I heard a guy talking on a show today on the radio, and he was saying, in fact, it might have been on yours, I can't remember, but he said, you know, hours went out, and we expect it back on Thursday afternoon, they tell us.
Yes, that was a caller earlier in the show today. That's right.
That is a long time to be without power.
You
I
bet.
Would go completely crazy, I think. You know, you were talking about Google, though, and some of the remarks made by, I think that's Tim Cook, I believe.
This guy's name, he has an Indian name, and I'm not sure how it's pronounced. I think it's Pichai.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, is he like a co-CEO or something like that? I was trying to think who Tim Cook is with, but I was thinking it was Google.
I think he is like Apple. He's Apple, is he not?
Tim Cook is Apple, that's right. Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, if you've heard either one of these guys talking, I'm familiar with the guy that you're talking about with Google.
Right.
I get them all confused, but if you've ever heard any of these guys give a lecture or a speech or something, I mean, it's like straight out of communist China. It's just terrible.
Yeah, you know, 1984, right.
It really is. They are scary guys with a ton of power, and I just wish the government, you know, the legislators, et cetera, had enough backbone to go in and regulate these guys who obviously ought to be broken up under antitrust laws. I just wish that would happen.
Yeah, I agree.
They will.
Are they too big to fail, Howard?
They're too big to fail, I guess. And I mean, if they went and saved Lehman Brothers and all these brokerage houses and AIG and General Motors, can you imagine if they had a failure at, say, Google or Amazon or something? I believe absolutely they would step in and do it.
Yeah, could well
maybe
be.
Maybe not under Trump.
Well, and look, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos keeps talking about, you know, well, Amazon is going to fail. I guess he can see farther over the horizon than I can, because I can't see Amazon going out of business anytime soon.
I really can't. I mean, I don't see how that's possible. You know, how could they go out of business? I thought all they did was make money hand over fist.
That's a good question, and I don't know. I guess the only thing that occurs to me is maybe if there's a failure in their supply chain and all of the people, because Amazon really doesn't manufacture anything. They're a middleman. You buy stuff from various providers on there. Is he foreseeing a day when these people will abandon Amazon? Is that what he's talking about?
I really can't see it. I mean, because their growth has just continued exponentially, and you know, everybody, regardless of what they think about Amazon, it's so darn convenient to be able to go find exactly what you want and order it. I just can't see them. I mean, maybe they stabilize at a super giant company and don't get any bigger than they are for a while. But
yeah.
I just can't see them going down to a level that would indicate any sort of failure, you know. And
unless maybe he's speculating about, like, is happening with Facebook, and to a lesser degree, or maybe to a greater degree, with Twitter and the Instagrams of the world, people reach a point where they are so uncomfortable with their personal data being exposed that they stop using it.
Well, and you know, the flagrant violations by companies like Twitter that are just obviously, hey, we don't want you unless you're ultra, ultra, ultra left wing. You're
right.
Not getting on here.
Yep.
I used to have a Twitter account, and I can tell you that without being hateful or profane or anything like that at all, I just made simply a comment kind of pointing out the differences between a conservative point of view and the liberal point of view.
Right.
Nothing hateful, just stating the opposite case. And they immediately, within 5 minutes, bounced me.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
So they allow no conservative speech unless you're, say, I guess they'll never take away Trump's account, and they'll never take away maybe Rush Limbaugh's, but pretty much, if you're just an average guy out there and you voice any kind of conservative opinion,
you're engaging in hate speech and you're out of here. And that's a scary prospect. Howard, I've got to run, but I thank you very much for the call. And a texter has a good idea. Good book to pick up and read when your power goes out 1 second after. Yeah, we have talked with the author of that book, who just lives up in Black Mountain, North Carolina. You want to see a scary scenario when we do get turned back to the Stone Age instantaneously from a nuclear blast in the atmosphere. It's a great read. 1 second after. 17 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Well, they had quite a little set to in the Oval Office today in front of the media with the great triumvirate met. Well, actually, there were four people in the room, but Mike Pence was imitating the great Sphinx of Egypt. He wasn't about to get in the way of President Trump, who was busy having a set-to with Pelosi and Chuck U. Schumer. By the way, after getting back to the Hill, Nancy Pelosi also talked to the media, questioning President Trump's manhood and his basic understanding of government spending. The California congresswoman, who's vying to become the next House Speaker, made the derogatory remarks after returning to the Capitol from a tense Oval Office sit-down with the president, during which he repeatedly threatened to shut down the government if Congress fails to come up with at least $5 billion for his long-sought border wall with Mexico. Pelosi said it's like a manhood thing for him, as if manhood could ever be associated with him. Boy, she's as delicate as a baseball bat, isn't she? Pelosi stressed she made clear to Trump there isn't enough support in Congress for a wall and speculated the president is refusing to back down. I was trying to be the mom. How old is Pelosi? 78? Wouldn't that be more like grandma? I can't explain it to you. It was so wild, Pelosi said. Pelosi can't explain much. Quite frankly, it goes to show you, you get into a tinkle contest with a skunk, you get tinkle all over you. Jeez, this is going downhill rapidly, folks. Here is some of what was said today. Here is Pelosi saying she didn't want to cause a scene when pointing out incorrect facts, what she said were incorrect facts.
I hear some of the reporters saying, Fox reporters saying, why did we not want transparency in this discussion? We didn't want to contradict the president when he was putting forth figures that had no reality to them, no basis in fact.
Uh-huh.
We have to, if we're going to proceed in all of this, have evidence-based, factual, truthful information about what works and what doesn't. I didn't want to, in front of those people, say, you don't know what you're talking about.
As if Pelosi would recognize an honest fact if it bit her in the gluteus maximus. Meantime, the president and Chuck U. Schumer were arguing about shutting down the federal government.
The last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up
times.
Very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
20 times,
Chuck,
you have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wool. None of us have
you
said.
You want to know something?
You've said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you've
on my...
You said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
Here is a bit more.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So
correct.
I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
good.
Of shutting down.
That is
and I'm going to shut it down for border security.
But we
security.
Believe you shouldn't
okay.
shut it down.
You should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House,
Trump, Trump
shutdown.
Oh.
You have the White House.
Go
you have the Senate. You have the House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass
no,
it.
No, we
right
don't
now.
Have the votes, Nancy.
I don't think we should have a debate in front of the press on this. But the fact
yeah, of course
is
she doesn't.
That the House Republicans could bring up this bill if they had the votes immediately and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We'd get it passed very easily in the House.
No, that's
we
not
would get it, Nancy, I'd have it passed in 2 seconds.
The reason, of course, Pelosi and Chuck Yu don't want this byplay going on in front of the media is because the American people have an opportunity to see how disingenuous they are. Here's a bit more with Pelosi and Trump.
There are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for a wall, no matter where you
start. Exactly right. You don't have
if I needed the votes for the wall in the House, I would have them in one session,
well,
would be
do
done.
It. Go do it.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in
no,
the
don't
Senate.
Don't put it on the Senate. You do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need
well,
border security. Nancy,
we'll
Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists.
60 people of the Republican Party have lost, are losing their offices now because of the transition. Their people are not, the morale
and we've gained in the Senate.
Up.
Nancy, we've gained in the Senate. Excuse me, did we win the Senate? We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
When
I did.
Let me say this.
We did win
this.
North Dakota
this
and
is
Indiana.
The most-
so to Chuck Hugh Schumer, Indiana and North Dakota are not really part of America, you know, because that's flyover country. There's nothing in Indiana but a bunch of Hoosiers and nothing in the Dakotas but snow and buffalo. God. Here's a little bit more of Chuck Yu.
The Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But that's not the point here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
Washington
whether
Post.
It's effective or whatever. Not on border security, but on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Democrats, of course, want more illegals. That would be undocumented Democrat future voters is how they see him. This is going to be pretty entertaining, I think, as we head towards the holidays and Congress leaving for the holidays. We'll see how this plays out. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Tuesday. Oh boy, we hate it when that happens. Blue screen of death. Error message 401. Oh boy, 6:38, 22 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line. Bobby Mac, President Trump may be charged with sexual harassment after that meeting today because he showed some testicular strength. I cleaned that up. Do you like that, Moneypenny? Yay, Trump. I'm proud of our president. Airborne. There you go. Airborne all the way. Ooh. Bob, take a look at the Democrat leadership talking to our president. It's a joke and a clear look at what it means to be a Democrat. Thanks from Jeff. Bob, do you remember when Yoda was beating the crap out of R2-D2 with his cane? Now picture Trump doing the same thing to Nasty Nancy. It was great. Bob loved the president saying what I'm thinking. Being Catholic, I'm very conflicted about immigration under its current activity down south. Then I remembered I am second generation. My children are third and are on my side. Bobby, that witch has had plenty of opportunities to balance a budget, from Katie. Bobby, so China banned all new iPhones. But isn't that where iPhones are manufactured? Well, yeah, they still want the money. They just want to be able to restrict what their citizens can access. Bobby, great news on a local level. Lawrence councilman and fiscal watchdog Stuart Jones running for retiring State Representative Pitt's seat from Justin. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate that heads up. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yeah, boy, we got some likely candidates here today. This might sound familiar to us, Moneypenny, with some of the wait times we have. A radio show in Northern Ireland talking about Brexit the UK leaving the European Union, talking about Brexit the other day and left a caller on hold for 35 minutes. When they finally got to him, well, here's what it sounded like.
Joey in Bournemouth has been waiting for 35 minutes.
And you're going to blame it on me now, are you?
No. We believe he's fallen asleep because we think we can hear him snoring. All right? So let's just pump this up and see.
That's not fair.
We've put the man to sleep.
I knew it.
Hello, Joey. Hello, Joey.
Signs of serious
loss. So, Joey, what do you think of Brexit? This meaningful vote next Tuesday, Joey.
Yeah.
I think this has been the best Nolan Five Live show in years.
Yeah, probably has. Classic stuff from Northern Ireland the other day. That's good. Well, an Amazon delivery driver in Oregon has been arrested. This happened on Sunday for stealing a package off somebody's porch. Here's a police spokesman who says, kind of surprising to him, considering the guy's job is to deliver packages, not be a porch pirate.
If you're a thief, if you're looking to commit a theft, it's super easy to go through a neighborhood and just kind of spot them at different houses. The reason that this one stands out, of course, is because of his job. You know, we expect that someone who's making the deliveries, whatever service it would be, that they would be trustworthy to do that and not actually be taking them back. So, yeah, it was definitely a surprise.
Yeah, you would hope. You would hope they would be honest, but not in every case. This business, well, it is Christmas time. Porch pirates getting out of hand. And it's not just Christmas presents. A guy in Ohio arrested on Sunday for stealing, some unusual items. Here's the report on that.
People skulking around your neighborhood searching for packages to steal right off your front porch. It's common at this time of year. But stealing from this home was the wrong move. It's more than just Santa watching. This Nest doorbell captured the thief taking boxes right from the porch of this Green Township home. When police shared the images on Facebook, a woman named Emily Kraft made it clear those packages contained something far more important than Christmas gifts and toys. Her comment reads, "I need a kidney transplant, and this terrible guy stole one of my potential donors' testing supplies." Her cousins, Anna and Toby Norman, say they were waiting for those testing kits. They are hopeful matches for Emily.
Wow. Yeah, the porch pirate in this case made off with dog food, gym shorts, and a urine testing kit. Woman, of course, needed the testing supplies to see if she's a potential donor as a match for a kidney transplant. Holy cow. Well, here's another example of how professional athletes perhaps should keep opinions to themselves about, well, things like the moon landing. Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors, is used to taking long shots, but this may have been one of the longest he ever took when they, on the Winging It podcast yesterday, they got talking about the moon landing, and Curry said this.
We ever been to the moon?
Nope.
Nope. They going to come get us. I don't think so either.
Elon Musk.
Sorry, I don't want to start a conspiracy.
They ain't been on the moon.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
You got to do the research on Stanley
like
Kubrick.
This big back then. Bro. Man, you talking about we took something to the moon? I don't think so.
Okay. Well, for their part, NASA has invited Steph to headquarters in Houston, where they say they have hundreds of pounds of moon rocks for him to examine if he would like. Wow. And finally this evening, you may have heard Burger King launched a promotion last week. You could get a Whopper for a penny if you downloaded their app and then ordered the Whopper while you were within 600 feet of a McDonald's. So a guy in SoCal decided to try it, but Burger King wouldn't honor the promotion. And then they accidentally somewhat overcharged him.
I thought it was a great idea, kind of, slapping McDonald's in the face, so to speak. The manager said that They weren't sure. First he said it didn't come through, and then he said that he wasn't sure that they were even a part of the promo. $1,093.91 at a fast food restaurant. I don't know how this could happen. You know, technology is supposed to help us.
Yeah, well, not in this case, where his Whopper for a penny ended up accidentally charging him nearly $1,100. And now, to add insult to injury, he's having to deal with his bank because it cost an overdraft in his account. He's not having it his way. There you go. That's today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back to wrap things up here on Tuesday. The group is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but the song is. Yeah. Do you know they put songs in the Rock and Roll? Yeah, they do. And this one is in there, Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild, because it added a phrase to our musical lexicon. Get your motor running, head out on the highway, heavy metal thunder. Yeah, you ever wonder where the expression heavy metal came from? That was it. Lifted from that Steppenwolf song. 9 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. There is an interesting situation going on with the FBI. If you had been under the impression, well, maybe since as some of these high-ranking folks at the FBI are gone, like McCarthy, like Strzok, like Lisa Page, that maybe the FBI was on its way to getting cleaned up. I have my doubts. An interesting legal development in the aftermath of the mysterious FBI raid on protected FBI whistleblower Nate Kane. The DOJ wants the details behind this search warrant to remain under seal, and the whistleblower target of that warrant, who was not arrested, is accusing the DOJ and the FBI being a police state. Nate Kane tweeting, "So I blow the whistle on the FBI, get raided by the same FBI, and now they want to keep the FBI's reasons secret? Do we now live in a secret police state? Feels a little like 1984. Now, something about this entire story is just not adding up here. This whistleblower came forward to the inspector general with information about how the FBI covered up for the Clintons during investigations about the Clinton Foundation. So the IG gave the whistleblower protection, confirmed anonymity, and passed on his documentary evidence to the Senate Intelligence Committee. And then the whistleblower gets raided. From the outset, the DOJ and the inspector general claims don't match the DOJ and FBI conduct. And as a result, Senator Chuck Grassley has questions. He sent a letter to the inspector general, Michael Horowitz. Notably, Grassley wasn't asking FBI Director Chris Wray for answers. So something sketchy is going on in the background of this story, and it just doesn't make sense. I mean, why raid a confirmed and inspector general protected whistleblower? One possible explanation is that corrupt FBI and DOJ officials, the ones at risk from the evidence provided by the whistleblower, wanted to know what evidence he had against them. What was their level of exposure? And the raid was simply an effort to protect their interests. And if that's the case, that's an alarming possibility. If the cover-up or target motive is true, then the brazen nature of the operation is pretty stunning. And the corrupt officials must really believe that they are so above the law, they can act without any concern. And obviously, Nate Kane believes things are pointing in that direction. So we'll continue to follow this and see if Senator Grassley's request for documents from the DOJ result in anything, because the guy was a protected whistleblower and he'd already given up the documents to the various investigators. And here comes the FBI breaking down the door. And interestingly, he was not arrested. And the documents that the FBI got were documents the DOJ already had. We'll see what happens on this one. Thanks so much for being along. See you tomorrow. Hump Day edition. Huh? What? Oh, it's only 55:36. Sorry. I'm trying to get out of here a minute early. Well, you can't blame me for trying. Oh, by the way, before I go, kudos to Hillary Clinton. Even though the Clinton Foundation donations are way down, they may come back up because the former failed Democrat presidential candidate and her longtime aide, Uma Abedin, attended a nearly week-long celebration of the marriage of Isha Ambani. Who is that? That is the 27-year-old daughter of Mukesh Ambani, India's richest and the world's 19th richest man. Wealth valued around $43 billion. And unsurprisingly, the bride's dad has been working with the Clinton Foundation for years, donating hundreds of thousands. Good going, Hillary. Keep it rolling in. Now I will see you tomorrow. God bless.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going.
What?
I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye. Till our next show. Goodbye from us to you.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.